Friday the 16th of June, 2:05. Present, Mike Nicholson.
Sue Nicholson.
And
Adrian Heath.
Welcome, Adrian. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. So, Adrian, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm Adrian Heath. I'm 49 years of age. I live in Caldecott with my mum. Mm-hmm. And I come here on a Tuesday and a Friday.
Yeah, did you?
And I do gardening with Richard, and if there's another, like if he's got like a cover staff, and mm-hmm. we do the church over there. We do the church in Bulwark. We mow the grass.
Yeah. So is that's kind of your days are? Did you say Tuesday and Friday?
Yes.
So they're pretty much the gardening days, aren't they? When most of the gardening's done.
Yes.
Right, so that's your job then, essentially, isn't it?
Yes.
At Chepstow Main Cup. So, do you enjoy it?
Oh, I thoroughly enjoy it. I love working with Rich and the boys and all that.
Yeah, Rich is good fun, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're great at what you do. You know, you make the grounds look beautiful on all the places you look after. So you said you'd do it at the church?
Yeah, the one...
St. Mary's in Chepstow.
St. Mary's and... something in Bulwark.
Is it St. Christopher's?
St. Christopher's. We do St. Christopher's as well.
In Bulwark, yeah?
Yeah.
And the community centre?
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, at the board school, where we are right now. You keep all the beautiful plants looking lovely, don't you? What have we got growing here at the moment? Have we got... You working on some vegetables?
That's only just started, actually, about vegetables. Tell you something that I think that you enjoy, because we're very much about going out in the community and doing things for other people. You're involved with the restoration project, aren't you, about the Seven Princess Ferry?
Yeah, we were working down by the Seven Princess Ferry clearing there. It was all overgrown. We were like trimming it and keeping it.
Yeah, so cutting it all back then.
Yeah, keeping it all tidy.
And you were invited to join with that, but very much appreciated by the restoration group. And you all got in there really to clear a path to make their work easier, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great thing to be involved with. So are they hoping to then have that as something you can visit?
It is. They're restoring it as best as they can. It will be permanently placed. It's on the riverbank, isn't it, Adrian? Just set back or... Or was it under the bridge down there? I can't really remember.
I think it's just under the... Where the railway line goes.
Right.
Goes across. It's just under there.
Just off the riverbank then.
Yeah.
And I think it will be part of the coastal path. So hopefully it will be a point of interest for people who come and visit Chepstow to see that. And do you actually know what the Seven Princess was?
It was a ferry.
That's right, yeah. So we're on the River Severn. Chepstow is, and to get over to the other side before the Severn Bridge was built in 1966, I think that was completed. Before that, your only choice, unless you went all up around Gloucester, was to go across the river on the ferry, which took cars. So,
would you have remembered that? Are you old enough to have remembered that, Aid?
No, not at 49.
No.
You would have been very young.
Yeah, he was very young.
You had gone
The Severn Bridge was built by the time you were born.
Yeah.
But Sorry.
Yeah, so it's a bit of history that you're involved with, actually, restoring the ferry, which they've brought back from Ireland, I believe. So you're part of a really big project, preserving part of the history of Chepstow.
That's great. Yeah, I know the community are very grateful for all the jobs you do out in there. So we spoke a bit about what you do today at Chepstow Mencap. Obviously, you do the gardening, but you do a lot of other things, don't you?
Yeah.
Socially and different events and stuff. But can we go back in time and talk about when you joined Mencap?
Yeah.
Can you remember and tell us a little bit about that?
When did I start the Barclay?
Doesn't have to be an exact date, just kind of a general time.
I think it's roughly 20 years ago, at least.
Yeah, roughly 20 years ago, I think.
Yeah, and how did that start?
Did your mum or your family or yourself, did you know anyone else that was going to Mencap at the time? Or it might have been that you had a social worker or...
Yeah, I had like a social worker talk to me about going to the Barclay.
Yeah. Right. So that's where it started then, was it? At the Barclay, which was our old premises, wasn't it?
Yes.
Where we were based before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Okay, so would you like to tell us a little bit about what you did at the Barclay and, you know, how that started?
Went on did a Monday, but they were on a Wednesday, no, and they were on a Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went three times a week?
Yes.
Did you, what type of things did you do back then?
We did gardening on the Monday.
Yeah.
And then we went, like, swimming. We went swimming in the afternoon.
Yes, yeah, on Mondays, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I remember years ago at the back, I used to come with a swimming group.
Yeah.
Great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We used to go to Caldecott Leisure Centre.
Yeah.
I think we did more messing around than we did swimming.
Yeah.
The amount of times I had a bouncy ball lobbed at my head in that by one of you.
So everyone used to come into the Barclay first thing in the morning, didn't they?
Yeah.
Whether it was coming in on the bus or whatever. And then there were certain things that happened on different days. And then other days, might have just done something on spontaneously where you'd go off to Lydney. Did you ever go off to Lydney Lake or walk in with anyone? Or was it mostly gardening you did?
It was mostly gardening.
Yeah, because you had a lot of contracts then, didn't you?
Because back then you used to do people of Chepstow's garden, didn't you? You used to go out to different...
We used to, before the COVID started, we used to do all the... We used to go around like Caldecott and Bulwark and all that to do all the old people's gardens, ones who couldn't do their... They couldn't do like their hedges or...
Yeah.
They couldn't move their lawn, so they rung like Richard or Jamie up and said, what day would you want to come and do my lawn or do my hedge and all that? And
yeah, you're like a mobile gardening service, basically, weren't you?
Yeah.
Took the van out and everything.
And it enabled those people to actually stay independently in their own homes because you could go in and do their gardens, which they couldn't manage anymore.
Yeah.
But I know you gardeners, and it always seems to me you've always got a cup of tea in your hand, Aid.
No, I can vouch for them. I've worked with them. They work very hard, and they certainly earn that tea.
But where
and that beer on occasion.
But what did you used to do on the way to Caldecott? Wouldn't you stop in the spa? Pick up a pasty? Did you used to pick up something for lunch?
Yeah, I think we did. I
think you did.
Yeah.
I know you've always kept it secret from me.
They'd
because
be there every morning. Getting a breakfast roll, wasn't it?
Yeah, breakfast rolls or...
You need your energy for the day, don't you?
Yeah.
Also, one of your favourite customers, wasn't she called Betty something?
Yes, yeah, Betty.
Betty Cakes, I've heard.
Yeah.
And what did she used to do then for you gardeners?
She used to make us tea and she used to do like a cake and all that. And
nice.
And she'd ring us up to say, come and do my lawn. She'd have the cake and the coffee ready.
Oh, that's the customer you want, isn't it, Aid? Yeah.
So did you enjoy doing that work?
Oh, I loved it.
I bet it's quite rewarding, like seeing the beautiful garden afterwards and knowing that you've helped someone out as well. Nice. So we spoke quite a lot about gardening, so that's clearly something you love doing, and it's a great thing to do. It's a really good job to have. What other things do you do at Mencap?
I think, to be honest, most of your week is, like you said, you did go swimming, but mostly gardening. I think what's of interest to you is what you used to do in the evening with Chepstow Mencap. Do you want to explain?
Yeah, we used to, when Gary was with us, we used to go to to the pubs, or used to go to, I can't think of the place now.
Leisure centres.
Used to go to Wydeen and used to go out and all that, and it was quite nice.
You used to do sport, didn't you? What sports did you do at all the leisure centres?
We did basketball, football,
did you ever do rounders? Rounders with a bat and a ball, and you had to run from one base to another.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it would be indoor sports in the winter.
And if it was like a nice day like this, we'd go out at the playing field in Whiting. We used to have a game of cricket and.
Yeah, that's how I joined Mencap, actually, was volunteering at the sports evenings. So I used to come out with you lads and.
Yeah, it was with Gary and used to be. I think on the bush used to be. I'm trying to think there. It used to be me. John Burrows.
Yeah, Paul, Nigel.
Paul, Kevin.
Used to be about 15 of us, wasn't there?
There was two Kevins. Do you remember that? There was both Kevins, Nigel.
Used to be two Kevs. Nigel, Paul, me, Jimmy.
And there was Pete. Do you remember Pete? He never actually...
Yeah.
He never belonged to Chepstow Mencap, but he used to join us on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the girls used to be... Jess, Kimberly... Jess, Kimberly...
Joe,
Charlotte...
They used to join us, didn't they?
Or
they joined us for the sports session sometimes, didn't they?
Yeah.
Normally when we're up on the field having a big game of rounders or something like that, didn't it? We'd take a picnic up there and stuff like that. And
they
were good times.
Because originally it was just a men's group, wasn't it, on a Thursday? And the ladies used to do cookery.
Yeah.
But then we discovered that all you men liked a bit of food, didn't you? So...
Yeah.
So we combined and the cookery girls would make you pizzas or we'd have joint barbecues or your favourite thing, Aid. Where did we used to end up?
Oh,
always in a bar, as far as I can recollect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do the rounds of the pubs, don't we?
Mm.
And I was going to mention as well that you're a very good dancer. And people often comment on how good your dancing is. And so that brings us on to our next question.
Right.
You've done lots of dancing at the events over the years, haven't you?
Yeah.
So would you, is there any in particular that you can remember, like Mencap events that you've really enjoyed or that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I used to like the, when we did the fashion show up,
at
the...
At the rugby club.
At the rugby club.
Yeah, that was great fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. What did you like about it?
Oh, it was fun joining in and everybody was having a good time and...
Yeah.
And the other one I liked was the, we had the Hawaiian thing.
Yeah, the fun days. Yeah.
The Hawaiian night up there.
Yeah, that was a great laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So you were awesome on that catwalk, strutting your stuff. Mr. Cool.
Yeah.
Can you remember what you wore?
Because
you've done a few now, haven't you? There was three, I think, you've taken part in.
Yeah, I think I did. I did three fashion shows.
Can you remember the themes?
Motorbike.
Yeah, that was the first one, wasn't it? That was with the hogs.
Yeah.
That was great fun, wasn't it? You had a... I think you wore my leather jacket that night, actually. Did you? Was it you that borrowed my biker jacket?
I can't remember.
No, I remember someone did. It looked cool. Looked cooler on them than it did on me, anyway.
Yeah, and then another one would have been Bollywood, the Indian night, where everyone dressed in just... The men all wore similar shirts, like a purple shirt. So I don't know if you remember that.
I can't remember that one.
And another one was when you were all wearing carnival tops with like wings that we'd made out of material. And that was, which was the one where Bruno Mars, which, do you remember doing the, what's the song by Bruno Mars?
It wasn't Bruno Mars. It was.
Oh, right.
Was it Pharrell, Uptown Funk?
Yes. Do you remember doing the dance to Uptown Funk?
Uptown Funk, you up? I said, Uptown Funk, you up? I remember you dancing to that.
Yeah, I remember doing that one.
I think Alex choreographed a dance, didn't he? And then you all learnt the dance to perform at the end of it.
In all fairness to Adrian, he wouldn't have had much time to practice because he was too busy going out gardening. But you used to pick it up pretty quick, didn't you, on the night?
Yeah.
Oh, he's always first on the dance floor.
Always first.
The last off it. You are the party man, aren't you?
Yes.
You bring the vibes. So, yeah, you've been at many parties over the years. So, is there any parties in particular that you've loved or that you look back on with fond memories?
Or meals out on special occasions?
I've just loved it all. I just gel with all of them.
Yeah. You're pretty easygoing, aren't you? You're always just up for a bit of fun.
Yeah.
So, this is a bit of a general question, but so you can answer it however you like. But what does Chepstow Mencap do for you?
Oh, I just love coming. It just makes me happy and all that.
Yeah. Nice. Do you remember much of what you did before you came to Chepstow Mencap? So you probably would have been in your 20s when you joined Chepstow Mencap. Is that about right? That sound about right time-wise?
I think so, because I can remember Adrian being at the athletic club at about that time. Did you ever do any play schemes with Alan Bishop or... anything like that, or did you go to the chalet at all?
No.
No?
No.
Because something I think you might like to tell us, your mum and you really like going off to the theatre and on holiday, don't you?
Mm.
So do you want to talk about what you go to with your mother and as companions? We love
going on cruises and
yeah.
Formula One.
Formula One?
Yeah, you go to Silverstone most years, don't you? Nice. And your mum's into it as well?
Yeah.
Cool.
But we were going to go this year, but the coach firms aren't doing... It was all... They're not doing it much now because it was all fully booked and...
Right. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Watch on the TV this year.
Yeah, and you've got to drive yourself up to where it is, but mum's not confident of... Jim got the confidence to drive all the way up there.
That's fair enough.
I get that, actually. And if it, you know, if you're used to going on the bus to something like Silverstone. So, I know you go on holiday with your mother, and what was I going to ask you about, Aid? You got any hobbies that you do with your mum? Or yourself? When you... Do you like going out shopping? Because you're never in, are you?
Like shopping, we go out on our bikes if it's a nice day like this. We got bikes and we walk around the shop to get a. We walk around the block to get a paper and.
Nice.
So, I know you quite often in every time I go to Caldecott, you're there. You just appear.
Yeah.
So. And I meet you in the supermarket and in the cafes and on different occasions. But how did you find lockdown? What was that like for you?
It was quite depressing because you could only go for like an hour.
Yeah.
Then you'd be back in the house, and it was just a little bit.
Yeah.
Sort of like.
Brought you down, is that what you're saying? Because you're showing me that you, it was hard, wasn't it?
Mm.
I can imagine, especially for someone who's as sociable as you are, because you know, you're the, like we said, the joy of the party, you've got loads of friends, and you're always talking to the people in your local community and stuff. So, was that quite hard not seeing people?
Yeah,
I suppose you're lucky you and your mum are such good friends, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stuck in the house with mother for that long.
How would you cope?
We wouldn't be sat here doing the interview if I was still at home.
Oh, so my God.
Do you remember we used to visit you a couple of times a week?
Yeah.
What did you think about that?
I found it quite... what's the word I'm looking for? It was quite enjoyable seeing the staff and all that.
Yeah, because we'd come out and when we'd spend about a half hour with you, something like that, just outside the house having a chat, wasn't it? Social distanced.
Yeah.
Sometimes dress up, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I remember, I think John Lewis came out to our house and using, I think it was like a James Bond.
That's right.
Like a Bond scene or something, and John Lewis was in his monkey suit, and he was standing outside our house. I don't know.
In his tuxedo.
I can't remember who he came with.
I remember them having a James Bond week. That was really good.
Mm.
And would they then tell you what the next week would be all about? So you could get dressed if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was normally a theme, wasn't it? And we'd all get dressed up, have some photos, have a laugh, wasn't it? And then we did. Did you ever have the little activity packs that we gave out?
Yeah.
Yeah, just some stuff to keep you fun.
Yeah, it was like colouring sheets, crosswords, word searches.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just different bits to just keep you busy if you ever got bored, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because am I right in saying, Adrian, you didn't have the internet or access to the internet at home, did you?
No.
So that was quite hard because
some
people could do things on Zoom. I'd never heard of Zoom till the pandemic.
No.
So for you, that contact and a visit every week and a physical activity pack must have helped.
Yeah.
Did you go out for walks with anyone?
sure if you did. I know we did a lot of the guys did, but I think, not sure. Am I right in saying you learnt to ride the bike in lockdown, or you started riding the bikes with your mum in lockdown?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So could you ride a bike before that?
Yeah, I think I could.
Yeah, but it was just something you picked up and started doing.
Yeah.
During lockdown, because it was a nice way of getting out of the house, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about your mum? Could she ride a bike before that?
She's given it a go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you go for bike rides?
Oh, just through the lanes, and we used to go under the railway bridge by us. We used to cycle along. We used to come back through a Rocket.
Oh, lovely! I know the route you're on about. Yeah, it's beautiful, and you go along the railway line, isn't it?
On
the cycle path.
Yeah.
Oh, nice! That's a lovely thing to do. I started walking a lot in lockdown. I've always liked walking, but we made a point of going out and discovering all our local hidden walks and areas, and we found a lot of new places, which was nice. Right, I think we're going to have a quick tea break, if that's
okay.
Right with you.
Yes.
And then we'll come back and do a little bit more. Ta-ta for now.